Mirror Image by Sandra Brown. Prologue. The hell of it was that it couldn't have been a better day for flying. The January sky was cloudless and so blue it was almost painful to look at. Visibility was unlimited. There was a cool, harmless breeze out of the north. Airport traffic was moderate to heavy at that time of day, but efficient ground crews were keeping to schedules. No planes were circling, awaiting permission to land, and there were only a couple of aircraft in line to take off. It was an ordinary Friday morning at the San Antonio International Airport. The only thing the passengers of Air America's Flight 398 had found troublesome was getting into the airport itself. Road construction on 410 West, the major freeway artery in front of the airport, had caused bumper-to-bumper traffic for nearly a mile. Yet 97 passengers had boarded on schedule, stowing carry-on baggage in overhead compartments, buckling up, settling into their seats with books, magazines, newspapers. The cockpit crew routinely went through the pre-flight check. Flight attendants joked among themselves as they loaded up drink dollies and brewed coffee that would never be poured. A final headcount was taken, and anxious standby passengers were allowed to board. The jetway was withdrawn. The plane taxied to the end of the runway. The captain's friendly drawl came over the speakers and informed his passengers that they were next in line on the runway. After he reported that the current weather conditions in their destination city of Dallas were perfect, he instructed the attendants to prepare for takeoff. Neither he nor anyone on board guessed that Flight 398 would be airborne less than 30 seconds.
Irish!
Huh.
A plane just went down at the airport.
Irish McCabe's head snapped.